About 2 months ago, scientists spotted an interesting-looking thing in space. Turns out it was the first interstellar object to pass through our solar system. That's right, it was from another star. They've even named it Oumuamua, and they've been trying to see if it's letting off any radio signals. Karen Meach is an astronomer at the University of Hawaii, which first spotted this mysterious object on their telescope. She joins me now. To start with, what does Oumuamua mean? Where did you come up with that name?
Well, it was really in honor of the fact that it was discovered in Hawaii. So we asked the director of the Imaloa Outreach Center and a Hawaiian linguist to suggest a name. And this is what they came up with, which effectively means a visitor from the distant past visiting our solar system.
I really love that. You led the team that studied the object as it traveled through our solar system. How big is it and how fast was it actually traveling?
Its speed depends on what distance it was from the sun. Before it actually entered our solar system, it was going about 26 kilometers per second. And then when it got to its closest approach to the sun, called perihelion, it was going about four times faster, about 88 kilometers per second. Now, the size of this object, if you were to take its average brightness, its average size would be about 100 meters, but we have figured out that it's probably very elongated, about 10 to 1. And so its length is about 800 meters with a width of about 80 meters. And of course, this depends on us assuming how reflective it is. So we assumed it was relatively dark.
And how did you know it was an interstellar object? Did it stand out? How are you sure?
Well, its path through the solar system. Things that are gravitationally bound to the sun have a closed orbit that's either a circle or a very elongated circle called an ellipse. This one is on a path that almost comes just straight in, and then when it gets close to the sun's gravity alters its trajectory, and then it heads almost straight out again. So it really didn't look like it was gravitationally bound to our solar system.
And what else did you learn about it?
Well, the things that you'd like to do when you discover something new is, how big is it? What's its shape? Is it spinning in space? And importantly, what's it made of? But of course, this was faint and moving fast, and it turned out we only had a couple of weeks that we could study it and characterize it with even the biggest telescopes. So the one remaining thing that I haven't talked about is its composition. And all we could really tell was that its surface was red. It's reflecting more light in the red wavelengths than it is in the blue. And there's many things in the solar system that do that. It could indicate it's made of either organic compounds, it could be a variety of minerals, or nickel iron metals can also reflect in this way.
Where is it now?
It's beyond the orbit of Mars on its way out, but it's above the plane of the solar system at this point.
Starting on Wednesday, scientists on the Breakthrough Listen project are going to listen out for radio signals from this object. How will they do that?
Well, I believe they're going to take the Green Bank telescope and just passively listen for signals that might be coming from it, on the off chance that this was not a natural object, but something that was intelligent, you know, something that's technological.
And say it is emitting radio signals, what would that mean? I mean, layman me wants to jump to all sorts of conclusions, which perhaps I shouldn't be.
Well, I think the purpose of the experiment is to see that if it is some sort of artificial spacecraft of some sort. And so that's the point of listening for radio signals that originate from the object. You know, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence has had a long going program in radio astronomy to just listen for potential intelligent signals from space. And although it's a long shot, and this object is moving in a manner that's entirely consistent with a natural object, and all of its characteristics are consistent with natural objects, although its shape is very unusual, we also can't prove that it's not an artificial object. And, you know, if you want to be complete, you've got to do the experiment. Well, the likelihood it's an artificial object is very remote. Why not try the experiment?
How long will it take to get the results to know if you are picking up anything?
I'm not entirely familiar with the team, but they are going to listen to it for about 10 hours. And the telescope sensitivity is such that if it had even a signal as weak as a cell phone, they should pretty easily pick it up. You know, we've had radio technology for a long time, and even the Voyager spacecraft at the outer reaches of the solar system, they can pick up faint signals from that. So this will be a very sensitive experiment to see if there's anything being emitted by the object.
Well, before I let you go, I know that you're an astronomer, you're an evidence-based person, but I'm sure you have some emotions about all of this as well. What do you hope they find?
Well, I think it would be spectacular if they found something that suggested it was not natural. I don't have my hopes up, but I will be certainly looking forward to the results when they get them.
So am I. Karen, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Karen Meach is an astronomer at the University of Hawaii. This is RN Drive.